so is one to ask people
and encourage people just the following requests. You know, so far in yeshiva, there's already been discussion of what's the reaction, what should the reaction be of somebody here in the United States, or someone in the Gola, or someone in Eretz Yisrael who's not in the army. Person goes on YU Torah and they just see how many dozens of shmuzim have been given. Each one is valuable of a response to the circumstances of the past few days. I'm not sure that's something that the guys in the Space Medrash need. The guys who are here in our yeshiva, I believe, their natural sensitivities, their natural she'ifos, their natural yearnings, natural seeking for meaning and for connection and for feelings of Avas Yisrael and Avas Eretz Yisrael. Look, I think everyone here knows what it means to react. So a seriousness of Lima Torah, a seriousness of Tefillah. A sense of Nosei B'Om Chaveiro, a sense of being connected to Am Yisrael. We feel that, like deep in our core, just naturally, the natural response. But that being said, I just want to invite people and remind people to look at their schedules this week and maybe to like ask ourselves, like, how do we go beyond our normal schedule? Whether it's as far as zmanim, hours into the night. People perhaps normally go home on a Thursday night to be here. Say, this is the place that I need to be. This is the necessity of being mitzarif myself to my yeshiva and to Am Yisrael through my Lima Torah. If somebody normally would go home for Shabbos, this is the Shabbos to be here. That every person, unless they have some extreme reason to not be here, to be here. In yeshiva, with the rebbeim, in an avira of Siruf with Am Yisrael, of learning and davening and singing, and like this is where we belong. So I know it's already Tuesday. Perhaps people have made their plans already. I want to ask people again a request on behalf of the yeshiva that everyone be here. That the yeshiva davens together the Shabbos. People be here Thursday night. And Mir Shem, as a yeshiva, we can get through in a meaningful way, in a connected way, with Am Yisrael during these troubling times. If you want to ask Rabbi Neuberger to share a few words.
Let's take a moment to learn the sugya that we began on to live through, sugya of this Simchas Torah. And that's the chorba we start. Gemara says that the Gemara of Abasra, that the last eight psukim of the Torah, where's the machlekes, Yeshua Kosvan, the Tanya Vayomos Shomoshe Vid Hashem, Evsher Moshe, Meis Vikosav Vayomos Shomoshe. Ela ad kan kos of Moshe, mikan beila kos of Yeshua. Omer Reb Shimon, Efshar Sefer Torah chos of Reisachas. Ela ad kan a Kadosh Baruch Hu Oimer, u Moshe Oimer v'koisev. Mikan veilach HaKadosh Baruch Hu oimer u'moyshe koisei v'dema. So the pshat in the sugya, many of you know a Brisker Rav based on Reb Chaim, not for now. It's important to know. But we understand the sugya a little bit in a different way than usual. We know the Vilna Gaon explains Ma'apeshra Advarim that Moshe Koise Bedema. What does it mean? He wrote the theorist of Vilna Gaon says it means Koise Bedema. He wrote it in a way that wasn't articulate. The Gaon explains that the entire Torah is Shem Mishal Kadosh Baruch Hu. We say that in the Birchas HaTorah every day. And that the Torah that was Kadosh Baruch Hu completed before the Bria, before it was given to Klal Yisrael, was the Torah with all the Yosias. But the Yosias were divided a different way. Because the oasis of the Rabban Shalom's Torah can be read in many different ways, in all different shemes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, all different ways in which Kadosh Baruch Hu presents himself in this world. So when the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Oimer V'Koisev, so Moshe Rabbeinu would divide it up into the nigla that we have, into the Torah Shebichsav that we have. But the last eight psukim, so Moshe Kosav Bedema, it wasn't Omer V'Koisev. When the Gaon says, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Yosias, Vav, Yod, Mem, Sof, Shin, Mem, Mem, Shin, Hey. He left it the way it was before Matan Torah. When the Gaon says, it's not a machlokes, but both positions are emistic. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, Bedema, Bedomu, Meleoscha, Bedimacha. He wrote it in a fashion that could not be read. Yeshua, and Yeshua then told us how to read it, how to connect it to the rest of the Torah that's benigla. How do we understand Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that Gomer Shel Torah should be written in a confused fashion? Kol HaTorah is written v'ofen that it could be read. And during Moshe Rabbeinu's first presentation, these eight psukim would be written b'dema. So we understand. We understand a little bit of what the psukim, what the Medrash, what the Halach is telling us. That there's a Gomer Shel Torah, the Gomer Shel Torah is supposed to be an unbelievable simcha. Klal Yisrael is now receiving b'shleimus, the Torah Nigla. The Chochmas Elokis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Klal Yisrael was b'shleimusa. So l'chayra, there's no greater simcha than being the people who now have the Chochmas Elokis b'shleimus. But at the same time, Vayomos Shom Moshe, Eved Hashem, Be'etzmoyim Alpi Hashem. At the same time, it should have been a fantastic simcha. The entire world changed and became a world without Moshe Rabbeinu. And Klal Yisrael watched, had to take leave of Moshe Rabbeinu, and had to watch Moshe Rabbeinu not live to see the fulfillment of all of the haftachis that he gave to Klal Yisrael. So it was a confused Gomer Shel Torah. It was Bedema Bedomua. It was a Simchas Torah that should have been an unbelievable Simcha, a completing Torah Shevichsav another time, joining the minig of Klal Yisrael for Dere Deres of Kovid HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. But it was Bidema. Because we got the word that we lost so terribly. So many nefashos. So Rish Baruch was pointing out to us that sometimes there's a garmishal Torah that's Bidema. And the emphasis is that once you understand that, then you can understand the Kadmoinim who say that Bidema means Bidmois. It's a difficult Mahalach. That's why the Vilna Gaon doesn't accept it. That Moshe Rabbeinu wrote with tears. Sefer Torah, it's written with tears of apostles, Sefer Torah. But the Kadmoinim who say that Moshe Rabbeinu kosa bedema say yenechanami. So that Sefer Torah wasn't a kosher Sefer Torah. Yeshua wrote it again, it became a kosher Sefer Torah. But sometimes it's an emes that only demois carry. To be masig a world without Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't put into words. To watch a Moshe Rabbeinu leave us barvis mayav, can't put into words. Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah that he saw Binyan Abayis just a few spukim before, and he saw Churban Bayis. He saw Binyan Bayis Sheini, Churban Bayis. Ein Lishar, the Yisurin of that moment, he saw another Shivas Tzion. He saw all of the pogroms. The pogrom of Tov Shin Pei Dalet that we just have begun to read about. Sometimes it's an emes that has no words. Sometimes it's an emes of simcha. Demois shel simcha. The only way you can give expression is demois. And then there's demois shel deiros. Sometimes there are events take place and there's no way of putting it in words. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the mois. So Gomer Shel Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, he saw this nevuah. He saw all the tremendous accomplishments of Klal Yisrael. But he saw some of the Yisurin. That's before, that's the Aleph base. We're coming back to the yeshiva now. Coming back to Zman. There'll be many, many divrei yisurus about learning more and being more serious about the storim, about our tefillah, the kol tefillah, about the varied stokas we can do, about the chizuk and the mechazek. But before anything, before we think about how we're going to be mischazek and mechazek, before we think about how we're going to be practice Torah Magdo Matzla, that our Torah is going to bring Yeshua's, before. Now, the first thing is, Blas said, to be noisev ol chaveri. First thing is to be misboinen. Be misboinen bidema. First thing is to be misboinen, to keep in mind when Chaim Vital said, how does a person daven? So before he davens, he doesn't some daven for a person's refuah. He's misboinen, first of all. What does it mean that a person has a choyle? What does it mean to the mishpacha that a person, life is precarious? It's the first thing we have to be mizboinen. What happened to Simchas Torah? What happened to Shmini Atzeres? You have to be mizboinen that when there are hundreds of almonis, hundreds of yisoyim, hundreds of parents, have to remember there are prisoners.
Hein l'shar v'hein l'tar. The Yisurin. And the Yisurin and the Daigus of everybody's connected with. That's the first avoida. To be misvoinen in the Yisurin, in the device. That's what it means by Shari Demois Leininal. You have to be misvoinen. First time that we see Demois in Parshas Bereishis. Medrash tells us of the Mayim HaBoichim. The Mayim that we're Meruchok from the Rebbeinu Shalom. We have to be misbeinin what it means to have such an unbelievable hester upon him. To have a parsha of being b'charoi naf. To be as mishtoimim, one of the first rashis. Then after we're at that moment of misbeininus, before we daven, before we say Shema Kileinu, before we say Navin Malkeinu, we have that darg of being Noisev Ol Chaveroi. We have a little bit of a hakora of the tkufa that we're in right now. Then, next, is the Devar Yisayrus and the Devar Chizuk, next to the Avoid of Tshuva, the Avoid of Tfila, the Avoid of Learning. The first Avoida is Moshe Kosa Bedema. There's Hashem by understanding that Avoida being Mizvoinen. Then we will Taka Vizoicha and Klal Yisrael Vizoicha. So, Kesh Baruch Hu will see the Nesiyah Ba'oil Chaveiro. We'll have some Hayroh in some direction. That's how we'll be Mizchazek and Vizoicha to Yeshua Hashem.